Grand Rising, Grand Rising. It's Oye, and I got something to say. Y'all, it's Oye the Shepherd. I'm here to talk some more about life. Now, let's get ready to talk about this. I don't know if y'all ever watched The Housewives of Atlanta. And Portia Williams, she said this, and they even put a meme out on her about it, where she says, accept your past, accept your past. One thing that we must do as people is accept what happened to us and basically get an attitude that I won't let this happen to me anymore. I will do better. I will not do the same that I've been doing for many years. I'm going to do better at what I'm doing. Because you can't accept your past. You can't make your future. You know what I'm saying? You have to accept that past. That past is what's telling that story, or making that story come to the forefront a lot of the times anyway. So you have to accept it, because it's not going anywhere. Like, it's not going anywhere. Period. The past is not going anywhere. It's in your face. It's here. And it is reminding you every day. And blessed be for the people who like to try to pull up and throw your past in your face. That's why I say accept it. Because when people try to hurt you with it, basically they left alone looking crazy. Because obviously, you don't know. I did my soul searching already. So I know I have accepted who I am. Let's be clear. Clear. So as we get ready to go into the second half of the year, which is such a beautiful thing. I just really, really continue to pray and meditate that this situation that's going on, I don't really like want to breathe any more life into it, because I feel like we did that already. That's why I said accept your past. We breathed life into this situation until it became something. And now that it's something, it's not going away. So, again, be careful what you breathe life into, because that's why I tell people all the time, words are spells. Watch what you say. Like, don't speak down on yourself. This is about learning to accept your past, getting to know yourself, know your triggers, know your warnings. Know what makes you joyous. Know what makes you happy. Know what makes you sad. Know everything about the person that you're embodying. Like, the person. Because when it's all said and done, and all you have is just flesh, and the spirit is gone, that's all you got. That's all you got. That's it. That's it. Like, when the spirit leaves the body, it's just the body. That's it. Like, that's what makes the body go, the spirit. So learn what makes you trigger. You know what I'm saying? Learn what pushes your buttons. Learn what people think pushes your buttons. Because when they think they pushing your buttons, and then you take your hand, and I call it rubbing it across the keyboard, and let them know straight, real quick, straight and narrow. Can't faze me. Let me let you know how much I'm about to affect you, because you can't affect me. That is such a power, because a lot of people can't do it. A lot of people can't do it. It's a power. It's a power. That's why I'd be like, oh, okay, y'all want to play? You ain't ready to play. You're not ready to play, because playing involves strategy. Playing involves bluffing. Playing involves a winner and a loser. So accept your past. You know, when I realized that I had to accept my past, I had to go back down the rabbit hole. I felt like I was in Alice in Wonderland. I had to go back down the rabbit hole, figure out what was stopping me from being me. What changed me from being me? Because one thing I used to be told a lot was, not really, like, people never really told me this, but my significant other did. He told me when I was younger, probably was like 17, 18, 19 years old, told me I was conceited.
I said, damn, conceited? Like, I love me, but I don't love me enough to be like I'm conceited, because I love the world too. I love flowers and trees and greens and water, and I love breathing. Like, I love nature. I love life. I love me. Because if I don't love me, who's going to love me better than me? That's one thing. So when I start going over and learning to accept my past, rather going over my past and seeing where I stopped accepting myself, I realized that that was a defining moment. Like, it really, really was a defining moment in my relationship, in my life, because I really, really felt like he thought I was conceited. Like, no, this is a high dose of confidence, and I have it. I have a high dose of confidence, y'all. Like, I believe in myself on a level that I could do anything I put my mind to. I speak it, I see it, I breathe it, I know it. I figured this power out probably when I was like 22, 24. Anything that I said I wanted, I had to look back over my life. Anything I said I wanted, I got right away. Anything I said I wanted. I said I wanted it. I wanted to work somewhere. I did it. I said I wanted to do something. I did it. I did it to the best of my ability. And I did it with no consequence, no value, no thought behind it. I did it. I did. It wasn't nothing nobody could tell me, nothing nobody could do. I did it all. I did it. When I made the choice to get married, I did that because I jumped into the experience not knowing what the experience was. Not knowing what it was. I didn't have very many married people in my family. I didn't. My own grandmother wasn't married. Common law was abolished back in the 1990s. So, yeah, you can't say it was common law, because there is no common law right now. So that's one thing I had to step about my past. Like, okay, so yeah, I got married at freaking 19. Yeah. Okay, so that part of my past I'm gonna have to accept, because I made that choice at 19, and at 19 I was moving fast. I'm talking, I didn't give myself a chance to learn anything. At that point, y'all, I had one boyfriend. One boyfriend. Like, I had some, I don't call middle school relationships boyfriend girlfriend, because they never last long. But I had one legit boyfriend. I had two. But I had one boyfriend, but when I got with my second boyfriend, I married him. Because that's what I wanted to do. It's all about what you want to do. It's not what you have to do, it's about what you want to do. What do you want to do? Like, this is about accepting your past, accepting yourself. What do you want to do? Stop doing everything you feel like people want you to do, and do what you want to do. Because in the end, man, they not going to be there helping you through your relationship. They're not. And I will be 100% when I tell you that everybody that was with me when I got married ain't with me right now. Nope. So, do more of what you want to do, and less of what people want you to do, because you are what matters. You are what matters in the end. Your happiness, your contentment, your endurance, your strength, your values, accepting yourself, accepting everything that you have, and looking at it, like, look at it. Yo, listen, your youth may not have been the best. It may not have been the best, but it's up to you to make sure your adulthood is the best. Because in your youth, you lived under somebody. That's the bottom line. In your youth, you live under somebody. In your adulthood, you live for yourself. So you make the choices that are best for you. Every day. Make the choices that are best for you. Because nobody else is doing it for you. You got to do it for yourself. Every day you get up in the morning, you get up, you say, I'm grateful for today. Remember that you are grateful. It's okay to say thankful, but you are grateful. Because you don't really have to be here right now. You really don't. Like you couldn't have woke up this morning. That's why you say you're grateful. You get up in the morning, accept everything that happened to you. Like, I'm not sitting up here. I used this scenario on my mother the other day. So we sitting up there talking, and she tells me that my niece, who is 16 and a half, she will be 17, really shortly. So brief, like, you can blow, and this girl will be 17 years old. And my mother says she doesn't have a choice. Excuse me? She doesn't have a choice. She's a kid. I said, she the same kid that in a lot of states here in Ohio, she can emancipate herself at 16. So one more time, she doesn't have a what? That's her mom problem. No. So you got to accept your past, accept what was done to you, because you sitting up here sounding crazy. Here's that traditional values and that new age value. Listen here, Linda. Okay, let me tell you something. Okay, and I'm going to be crystal clear when I tell you. Stop what you're doing. See, you need to stop and accept your past on the strength of everything that was done to you in your past was done by somebody that was broken. Somebody that was hurt. Somebody that didn't love themselves. Somebody didn't know what to do. So they did what they thought was best. So for you to say that a 16-year-old doesn't have a voice, let me tell you a thing or two. And this is why I had to break it down to her. I said, it'd be like me telling you that you the reason why I'm angry. And she like, I could be. But I'm like, but you're not. But you're not. You know why that you're not? Because I'm angry. You're not angry. You don't affect me. I affect me. You can say stuff to me all you like until you blew in the freaking face. But in the end, I am the one that can either accept it or reject it. I don't have to listen to it. One thing you must realize, kids been leaving home because things weren't fair for years. For years. Your concern is more so her mom. Her mom need to get right with herself before her daughter comes back home. Like, then she said, oh, family need to mind their business. I thought it was family. Why family need to mind their business? Oh, you need to accept, do some more soul searching and some accepting on family values, because this is terrible. If she pick up the phone and call me and say, Oye, I need you to come get me. Oye is coming. Ain't no questions asked. I'm coming because I'm your family. That's where my loyalty lies. If I don't show you that I got your back, you're going to feel like don't nobody got your back out here. Because I'm going to tell you something. That's how I felt for so many years. Being in my relationship, I felt like nobody in my family had my back. Nobody. And if you say you did, you a lie. Because at some point you kicked me when I was down too. So once again, once you accept your past, you're able to move on. But all in all, we all feel the same way. Like when she was sitting up there telling me, she was like, well, my mom used to talk about me to my kids and to my brothers. I said, okay, and what, were you still on that? Like, you're still upset by that? You're still bothered by that? She's like, yeah, because that hurt. So you're hurt. When are you going to heal? When are you going to stop and realize that what was done to you can't continue to be done to other people? When are you going to realize that the way things, the traditional way things was done was not the right way? Cause I told her, I said, let's go back to the youth. You know what I'm saying? I don't have a problem confronting my past. Cause you can say whatever you want about my past. What you need to understand is I made the best choices for myself from jump. When I first got out here and I turned 18 and stuff, I signed up for the Navy. Right out the bat. No questions asked. I didn't think about anything. I was like, oh, I'm going to the Navy. Yes. Navy. Going to travel this world. See what's going on this other side of this world. Like, see what this is, how far this going to get me. I'm about to do this, y'all. I'm doing this. I'm doing it. So I did it. I did it. Nobody else did it with me. I did it. I signed up. Started doing all the stuff to get to it. And lo and behold, boy, Ye was pregnant. But was I mad? No. Because I got to remember, I put forth the action plan to the things that was going on in my life at that time. So I can't be mad at what I had already set in place. I was wilding out. I was, in a relationship that I felt like was going somewhere. Like, I'm like, why not? You know what I'm saying? I'm pregnant. He pregnant. We pregnant. You know what I'm saying? Let's raise our child together. You know, let's do this. You know what I'm saying? And he would tell me to give me a kid that looked just like you. And then I had my daughter, my first daughter. And my first daughter, she does look like me. But, woo, Lord, behavior-wise, she is a pistol. But then again, she's me. Because her moon sign is my sun sign. So her overall, like, demeanor when people see her, they'll probably think she is Scorpio. Because she does have a resting bitch face. Yes. Yes. I have a resting bitch face. I'm talking about, I try to smile and be warm to people, but people got to warm me up. You know what I'm saying? So I still walk around with this look on my face like, who the fuck are you and what the fuck do you want? Like, that's where I be at in life. So, I mean, truthfully, I'm a very kind spirit because I do have a Cancer rising. I'm so sweet. And that's the part the world sees. The world sees the sweet emotional side. I don't want the world to know the sweet emotional side. That's why I give the world the moon, the Aries in me. Yeah. Because you know the crazy part is, like, my mom is an Aries and my moon sign is an Aries. I'm a Scorpio. And my daughter moon sign is a Scorpio. So if you tell me that this don't hold no weight, you telling me and yourself a lie. So this is something. That's why I say I accept my past. I look at everything that I went through in my past, being with my mom, not being able to know my dad and meeting him when I was 22. And then, like, I just accept it. Like, I accept it. I don't sit up there and huff and puff. I don't get mad. I don't get worried. None that. None that. Okay? None of that. Like, I just don't. Because I can't let these things bother me. Because a lot of things that bother me also be what sends me into my whirlwind of when they say you have mental health issues. And I have a few of them. And I'm not going to deny it. I'm not. I'm putting it out there. Because you can't use my inabilities against me. So that's why I put them out there for y'all. So you know. I already know what I got going on. I'm controlling it. I am. So therefore, you can't use what's going on against me at all. So, yeah. Yes, that's why man, you crazy. I accept who I am. I love who I am. I love who I've become. Because Toya free, y'all. Like, I'm free. I don't know about anything else. I don't think about the system, none of that, y'all. Like, I remember, here, I'll give you exactly. I remember about a year ago, and this is why I say I can accept my past. I quit working 9-to-5s 1 year ago. It was a year ago today. Oh my goodness, serendipitous. Seven. Whew. Lord. Okay, so I quit working 9 to 5s, and I stepped out on faith. Faith trusted pixie dust, okay? That's what they used to say on the fairy thing. I watched a lot of kid movies with my girls while they were growing up, so I remember a lot of them. So I took a risk, and that's why I say I do this every day. I take risk every day. So taking this risk, stepping out on faith and believing that I'm worth much more than $22, you know what I'm saying? Like, $22, I ain't even living, you know what I'm saying? I got just enough to pay my bills. So this is where I feel like this goes along with accepting your past. I got just enough to pay my bills. Okay, let's take a step back, Latoya. Look at your past, where you came from. Look at your future, where you want to go. Looking at my past, where I came from, I look back to where I was, like, when I first started working at 14 years old. I was working at McDonald's, y'all, at 14, because I was going to turn 15. That November, I was 14, and I was on fries, and I had to pour water and stuff. We was in Randall Mall. Now, you know this. If you from Ohio, Northeast Ohio, you know Randall Mall used to be the spot. Then that left. So, change. But anyway, when I was 14 and I was working at McDonald's, I was getting paid like $5.75. And I was like, yeah, I'm living. And then I would look at the check at the end of 2 weeks and I'd be like, this ain't living. I can't live off this. This ain't enough. And I would go on and do it again. And I would put all my work and effort and everything into this one job. Like, you know what I'm saying? I work the days that I would give. I work extra days. I work longer sometimes. There ain't nobody coming in to cover their shift or people running late. I did all this for an extra $5.75 an hour just to make things try to add up so I could treat myself and make myself feel good. You know what I'm saying? And when I was doing that, I just was like, this, you call this life? Like, is this life? Like, I got just enough money for bus fare, get to work next week, pay my cell phone bill, give my mom some money for the bills. And then after that, I could buy a shirt, maybe a skirt, or probably possibly a pair of shoes. Yeah, no. That's when I started realizing, like, no, there has to be more than life than just working these basic jobs. So then I left. By that time, I think I was 18, 19. I want to say 18, 19. 18, maybe 19. Probably 19. But I left. I got a job as a manager. I job as a manager at the Sweet Factory in Tower City. And I was like, yeah. So they paid me, okay, $8.50. So I was like, yeah. I was proud of that. Like, I got up on my own. I left the job that I started with, that I had been with for 5 years. And I made my first move by myself. Yeah. As the adult Toya, and I got a manager position because I could do it. But also at the same time, y'all, I was pregnant. this was all around the same time. Like, I was pregnant with my firstborn, so this was a little hard at the same time because I was nauseous and I worked by myself, and they didn't want me to finish high school. They said that I need to choose between the job and high school. I had to look them in the face and said, do you know who you're talking to? Because Toya make choices every day. I will drop you and finish high school. So I remember like it was yesterday. It was February of 2005. And I was like, oh, well, this ain't going to work then. And they was like, well, why not? I'm like, because you're asking me to quit school and I'm not done yet. Well, you're a manager. Excuse me. I'm a manager at a candy store. I know you don't think that's it. Because I need to finish this so I can go to college and change my life. Because the Navy ain't it no more. Because now I'm with child. and I have to provide for this child and myself. So when I left the establishment, I locked the door, slid the key underneath the door, told them, I'm done. This is my end all be all. I'm finishing my high school career. I'm not letting you get in front of me being successful and looking back like, why didn't I finish high school? Why did I choose the $8.50 over high school, a high school diploma? Because the high school diploma is going to get me to my next phase. Because unfortunately, that's the way the world works. And in order for me to get to my next phase, I have to graduate high school. So I left the job alone. I was so proud of myself. I'm like, that's right, Tway. You make grown girl decisions. Okay? You growing up, girl. Then I got married, like, right after that. I make fast decisions. And I need, that's one thing I learned, that I need to slow down and not move so fast into things and allow time to run its course. Because, and this was me accepting my past. Like, this is what I learned about myself and my past. I accept things too fast. I did not give myself time to grow, time to know, time to be sure that this is what I wanted to do. I did not give myself that time. I rushed into everything. What can I say? I did what I thought was best. And then sometimes doing what you think is best is not always best. You know that, right? It's not always best. You think it's best, but it's not always best. So once I realized that I have to, and it's not so much take time, it's just trust the process. You know what I'm saying? Because like I said, I still believe that time is irrelevant, because I don't see how on the other side of the world they are already in tomorrow. So that's why I say what I say. Accept yourself. Review these traditional and new age values, because things are not the same anymore. So all in all, from the story, what I got, I left Sweet Factory, went to Payless, Target, any job that I said I wanted, I got. And as I went through each job, I got paid more and more money. That's why I tell people, I have a work ethic that a lot of people be like, girl, yes. And any job that I've done, I've gotten paid more, regardless of what it is. When I first set out in the dental field, people told me, oh, you're going to get $9, $10 and that's all they're going to get. Nope. I set out saying, no, I got way too many. I take x-rays in under 60 seconds. You got me in life messed up if you think you're going to pay me $10. So they gave me $12.75. Yes. Then when I went to the next job, and the next job was like, oh, well, this is how much we can offer you. Well, I already make this, so unless you're giving me another dollar or two, we don't have a deal. And I got $14. And that was after about 2 years of working the same job. So I got $12.75 right out the door when I went into dental. Then I jumped to $14. I was already at $14 because, like I said, I've been there. Well, no, I wasn't even at $14. I think it was at like $13. But I jumped to $14 when I got to the other job. Yep. And then I left that job and went to another job and got $16. Left that job, went to another job, got $18. Left that job, went to another job, got $22. Like, don't tell me what I can't do, because I can do whatever. I have a gift gab, and I am a very, very reliable person. And people want me to run their company because I have a very stern yet dominant ability where I can, we ain't doing this. Nope. Kill it. I call it out right quick. I'm not. No. And everybody know this. Like, and if you don't know this about me, you better get to know this about me. Man, okay, so when I walk into a room and anybody tells me something that I don't like or I don't hear, I'm going straight to the person who said it. Okay, so what am I hearing? Tell me. And then they explain it to me and they be like, oh, well, Toya, and I listen to them. And the number of ums is what really sell people out.
So I'd be like, okay, yeah. And at that point when I'd be like, okay, this no longer fits me or suits me, I got to move on. When I reached my point in dental was about a year ago. And I was like, okay, I'm tired of people telling me this how much I'm worth. I feel like I'm worth so much more. Like, I feel like I should have checks for that for like 2 days for $2,500, not for 2 weeks. No, I need $2,500 in 2 days. So at that point, I'm like, oh, Toya, you need to start tapping into yourself and figuring out how we can get this money like this on this way. Because I have an eye. I have an eye for creativity. I have an eye for a lot. That's why my business is called Custom Love Designs, because I can customize events. I customize events. I just don't customize bracelets and t-shirts and clothes and stuff like that. I customize events. I could bring with your vision, I could bring it to life. With this ability, I could do anything. And the one thing I know, that's why I say, like, when people be trying to come at me, when they be like, oh, your price, you can accept it or you can leave it. Straight like that. Because this is my worth. This is what I'm putting into myself. You don't tell me what I'm worth. I tell you what I'm worth. So, all in all for this podcast for today, y'all. Know your worth. Yes, know your worth. Accept your past. Traditional and new age values need to be thought about. And things that we need to think about for our next episodes. Living a lie. Moving on. And how will school be for these kids going into their next school year? It's Oye, and I got something to say. Y'all tune in to the next episode. Y'all be blessed. Y'all take care of yourself out here. Take care of your mental health, your physical health. Get out here and go run. It's been hot lately, but I swear the weight fall off of you if you just start moving around. And you know what? You should start moving around. Start moving around, because I don't like the way we fall. When we get in tussles and stuff like that, we are meant to be on our feet. So falling off our feet is an instability in ourselves. So we need to figure out what that is so we don't fall. Like when somebody attacks you, you fall, I'm confused. But work on your health, y'all. Like kick more, jump more, like raise your arms more, do things more. You know what I'm saying? Because I swear we allow time to put weight on us and we all heavy and stuff. And now that it's time for action in this world, because that's what it is. This is a revolution. Is it, what did they call it in the Bible? The rapture? It's something like that. But is it, y'all know, like, this is a race war. This is a war between two races. And when we all should just be one, because we're human. Regardless of what color we are human. If we all got cut in the same spot, we'd all bleed. Nobody bleed differently. So, again, why are we battling? I'm confused. Okay, let me go ahead and get off of here. I try to keep these podcasts to 30 minutes. That's why I do so many at one time. It gets a little difficult when fireworks and stuff are jumping off and the heat is happening, because I sit in a little closet. And I try to keep the sound out. So it's getting pretty warm in here. So y'all be blessed. Take it easy. One day at a time. Work on your health. Your wealth. That's what it is.